Yo, we back here with the P.S. Clinton Diaries, you know what I'm saying, the election edition, and I'm just gonna get straight into it today and let it go on, rip on out. I got a whole lot of clips from my boy Michael Rappaport talking about the president, and I'm just gonna really kind of just let it rip and let y'all listen to how this man really made people feel about him, man. Check this shit out.
You fuck. Now it's the USDA. They're in on the big conspiracy. It's the USDA, the WHO, the CDC, Fauci, the Democrats. Everybody's, it's a big conspiracy to get you, right? You fuck. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a big conspiracy to get you because everybody knows you're a piece of shit. You're right. You're right. Everybody is out to get you because everybody knows you're a two-bit, no good, good-for-nothing, three-card Monty playing pimp. You're right. Take it to court, you fucking lowlife. Take it to court. You caught everybody. The whole world is out to get you. And you know what? It's true. The whole world is out to get you because the whole world knows you ain't shit. You're not shit. Okay? And this is duct tape. Okay? They're gonna have that on your fucking mouth when they walk you out of the fucking White House. They're gonna duct tape your fucking mouth. And I told you already, the zip ties are coming. It's Monday evening. Why don't you go check on Barron? Why don't you go see what he's doing for class? Why don't you go see what books he's reading this week for school, you fucking lowlife? You no good two-bit lowlife constipated cocksucker. You're right. You're fucking right. The whole world is out to get you because the whole world knows you ain't shit. Motherfuckers were dancing in the street celebrating your demise. And they're going to continue to celebrate. They know that they could get COVID. And a lot of people were like, fuck it, I'd rather have COVID than 4 years of this piece of shit. Get the fuck out, motherfucker. And some of these people, they weren't celebrating the fact that Joe Biden won as much as the fact that you're getting the fuck out of here. That was part of the celebration, that you're leaving. You fuck. You're a shit-stained fuck. Good-for-nothing, constipated cocksucker. We're just gonna cancel your fucking stupid fucking loser son's account. I'm glad. I'm glad it's arduous. I'm glad it's taking long. I'm glad you're trying to figure a way out of this. You're not, motherfucker. It's done. You fucking lost. Okay? You fucking lost. Go to fucking court. Go back to court. Keep counting votes, you fucking zero. You fucking lost in arithmetic, geometry, algebra, whatever, any fucking which way you fucking added up, you fucking lost, and I'm fucking glad. Motherfucker, I'm glad you can't take a shit because you're so fucking constipated because you have a terrible fucking diet and you hopped up on who knows what, you fucking worm. Good. It's a great fucking Monday. I'm fucking glad. I'm feeling optimistic. Go fuck yourself, pig dick.
Nobody knows this stuff better than me.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do and income than I do.
Nobody knows more about construction than I do.
Nobody knows more about campaign finance than I do.
I know more about drones than anybody.
Nobody knows much more about technology, this type of technology, certainly, than I do.
Nobody knows more about technology than me.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me. I understand things. I comprehend very well, okay? Better than, I think, almost anybody.
And by the way, who knew the other side of the picture better than me? I knew it.
Nobody knows more about environmental impact statements than me.
I understand the power of Facebook, maybe better than almost anybody.
I know more about renewables than any human being on Earth.
Nobody knows more about polls than me.
I know more about courts than any human being on Earth.
I know more about steelworkers than anybody that's ever run for office.
I know more about golf than Obama knows.
Nobody knows more about banks than I do.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Well, obviously, he doesn't know about nuclear weapons. I know more about nuclear weapons than he'll ever know.
I understand the tax laws better than almost anyone.
Who knows more about lawsuits than I do? I'm the king.
I know more about offense and defense than they will ever understand.
And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
I understand money better than anybody.
I understand the system better than anybody.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the game better than me.
I know more about contributions than anybody.
And who knows more about the word apprentice than Donald Trump?
I understand politicians better than anybody.
Nobody knows politicians better than me.
Who knows the other side better than me?
Who knows the other side better than me?
I think I know more about the other side than almost anybody.
And I understand the other side. Perhaps I understand it better than anybody else.
I was the fair-haired boy. Nobody knows more about it than me.
I know more than these politicians. These guys don't know anything.
I know a lot. I know more than I'm ever going to tell you.
The truth is I'm actually a modest person. Very modest.
It's true.
After Michael Rappaport took to Twitter to express his delight after the media declared the election for Democratic nominee Joe Biden and attacked President Donald Trump, saying he lost the election because he's a cocksucker and a miserable piece of shit. You lost, you fucking lost, and I'm going to tell you why you lost, Rappaport said in a video filmed from his car. The atypical star celebrating projections from media outlets including Fox News, CNN, and the AP declaring Biden the winner. Your stupid wife, your dumb fucking daughters, your two fucking sons. I'm going to tell you why you lost. You lost because you're a cocksucker. You're a cocksucker. You're a lying, conniving, deceitful, cocksucker. You made people that never would have voted for Democrats vote against you. Cause you're a cocksucker. You're a miserable piece of shit. And now we've got a good guy. He's not perfect and I don't give a fuck if he stutters. Forgets things, makes mistakes. I'd rather have a guy stuttering and makes mistakes than a guy who blatantly makes shit up. Language warning. The 50-year-old New Yorker added that the White House will need to be fumigated when Trump leaves. Get the fuck out of the White House. You can play golf. You can cheat at golf. Play golf every fucking day. Start a cable access channel, he continued. But get the fuck out of the White House. We're going to have to fumigate it when you leave. We're going to have to disinfect the entire fucking place. Nobody, do not go in there until they fumigate the entire fucking building inch by inch. Get the fuck out. You lost. Over the past 4 years, Rappaport has become notorious for his unhinged rants against President Trump and his family, once describing the president and his wife as a hooker and a con man. Follow.
Lamar, I got the Giants plus 2.5. It's over. You fucking lost. You fucking lost. And I'm gonna tell you why you lost. Cause your stupid wife, your dumb fucking daughters, your two fucking baboon dumb fucking sons, they won't tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you why you lost. The reason why you lost is because you're a cocksucker. Okay? You're a cocksucker. Alright? You're a lying, conniving, deceitful cocksucker. Alright? That's why you fucking lost. You made people that never would have voted for Democrats vote against you. Because you're a cocksucker. You're a miserable piece of shit. And now we got a good guy. Okay? He's not perfect. And I don't give a fuck if he stutters, forgets things, makes mistakes. I'd rather have a guy stuttering and making mistakes than a guy who blatantly makes shit up with a straight face. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after fucking year. I'm so sick and tired of waking up for the last 4 fucking years and going, what did he say? What did he do? That's not what the fuck a president is supposed to do. So now, you piece of shit, okay, get the fuck out of the White House. Okay, you can play golf, you can cheat at golf every fucking day. Start a cable access channel, all right? You fucking worm, get the fuck out of the White House. We're gonna fumigate it when you leave. Okay? We gotta redo the whole fucking place. We gotta disinfect the entire fucking place. Joe Biden, do not go in there until they fumigate the entire fucking building inch by inch. Get the fuck out. You're lost simply because you're a piece of shit. You fucking dummy, Good, motherfucker. Get the fuck out, asshole. Slow and painful, you fuck. Slow and painful. We got nothing but time. Some of us don't even have fucking jobs. Slow and fucking painful. Yes, we would all love to go out to the club and celebrate tonight and dance. Okay, but if we gotta wait till Monday, Tuesday, we can count once, count fucking twice. And a lot of people are saying, oh, what are we gonna do if he doesn't leave the White House? Well, this is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do, pig dick. Donald, you're gonna sit down, okay? You're gonna shake hands with President Joe Biden, okay, just like Barack Obama did it with you, despite the fact that he could smell your infection right in his face. You're gonna sit down, okay? You're gonna shake fucking hands, okay? And if you don't wanna sit down and shake hands, then what we're gonna do is we're gonna ask you to leave the White House. They're gonna give you a time, they're gonna give you a place, and you're gonna get the fuck out. And if you don't get the fuck out, that's when we bring in the zip ties. Yeah? We're gonna bring in the zip ties, we're gonna hog tie you, we're gonna stick a fucking apple in your mouth, and we're gonna toss you right the fuck out on the street, right outside of the White House on Black Lives Matter Plaza. Don't worry about it. This guy's not tough. This is a draft dodging, two-bit, low-life, three-card Monty playing pimp. This is not a tough guy. You get the fuck out when we tell you to get the fuck out. Otherwise, you get hogtied and tossed the fuck out like a big fucking bag of fucking trash. Huh? Wanted to fucking bury you a landslide. This is great. Slow and painful. I know you're in the White House right now, chest naked, eating hot Cheetos, hair all fucked up, ignoring your sons. Donald Jr., your father, when the going gets rough, he doesn't speak to you. Okay, he's like, tell him I'm sleeping. Tell him I'm on the phone. He don't want to talk to you, Jr., you fucking blowjob. Lawyer the fuck up. Jared Kushner, you know about lawyers. You know about lawsuits. Your father was a degenerate fucking piece. He went to prison. Junkyard Jared's father went to prison. He's a slumlord. You could try all the fucking tricks you want. Lawyer the fuck up, okay? You're gonna lose. It's gonna be slow and fucking painful. And then you could count. You could recount. Make a list. Check it twice. Check it three fucking times. Asshole. Slow and fucking painful. It's fucking gorgeous. You can't even take a shit. You're so constipated, you can't even take a shit, you fucking loser. Endings are hard. Endings are hard. And you know, I'm feeling sort of melancholy that we're coming to the end of a relationship, because we are in a relationship with Dick Stain, Donald Trump, whether we want to be or whether we don't want to be. We are in a fucking relationship, but all good things come to an end. And you know, music has been very inspirational to me. You know, there's so many great songs about ending relationships. Of course, the NSYNC, you know, Baby Bye Bye Bye, or This Is the Time of My Life. There's so many great songs. I'm leaving on the next plane. That I'm not great with lyrics, but we are ending a relationship. And the song that keeps resonating with me is the great Paul Simon. He really was great with words, and he had great suggestions about ending a relationship. And Dick Stain, you fucking dumb fucking kids, your wife, okay? Junkyard Jared, you need to slip out the back, Jack, you fuck. You need to make a new plan, Stan, okay? I don't know what you're gonna do, but make a new fucking plan, because this one's done. It's over, you fuck. Don't need to be coy. You fuck you. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me, okay? Hop on the fucking bus, you fuck you. Hop on the fucking bus, you fuck you, to Mar-a-Lago. Hop on the bus, Gus. And most importantly, drop off the key, Lee. Drop the fucking keys off, Dick Stain. Matter of fact, keep the fucking keys. We're changing the fucking locks to the White House, okay? The locks will be changed. Keep them as a fucking memento, you fuck. It's over, you fuck. The relationship is fucking over. Slip out. Keep your fucking head down and slip out the back, Jack. You fuck, all of you cocksuckers. Slip out the fucking back, assholes.
And strike until you have victory. combined against you. Let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Amanda, Aka, Ata, Raka, Teda, Paka, Sanda, Ata, Ambo, Osa, Tata, Rite, Eke, Banda, Ata, Rike, Didi, Ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here. In the name of Jesus, from South America. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. From Africa. From South America. Angelic forces. Angelic reinforcement. Angelic reinforcement. Angelic reinforcement. Fika hata anda ata ora bata rata anda eke eke manda rasata. For I hear the sound of victory. 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 I hear the sound of victory.
Very fine people. Very fine people on both sides came out to vote, and they voted you out, you fuck. You lost, you fucking dummy. You fucking lost. And your true colors are going to continue to come out. Remember a couple days ago, Dick Stain was in Minnesota? Somewhere in the state of Minnesota, he said, if I lose Minnesota, I'm never coming back here. That's who he is. You think when that fat fuck was driving to Minnesota, he didn't say to his people on the plane, well, I can't believe I have to go back to Minnesota to talk to these people. If I don't win, I'm never coming back here. And it came out during a public speech that he laughs it off, just like he laughed off when he said, oh, the bleach thing, it's sarcasm. This is who he is. And all you people that voted for this fuck and supported this guy, you're going to see. He could give two shits about you. Okay? People in Iowa, people in the middle of the country, it's going to continue to come out. Over the next few months, the next year, he's going to continue talking shit. You're like, why would I support a piece of shit like that? He didn't give a fuck about anybody but himself. Now it's time to concede like a fucking gentleman, but he won't do it. He can't even take a shit. Dick Stain Donald Trump can't even take a proper shit. You think he's going to concede? He's not going to concede. He's a fucking loser. He's always been a loser. He said, if I lose Wisconsin, I'm never coming back. Well, you lost, asshole. That's how he really fucking felt. He fucking lost. And you'll never see his face in Wisconsin, the fine people, the working class people. You'll never see him again because he don't give a fuck about you. I feel bad for the people that fucking stood by this guy. Four more years, Trump 2020. Four more years, you snowflakes. He can give a fuck about you. Very fine people. Very fine people on both sides came out and voted. There were just more fine people on one side than the other side. Get the fucking duct tape, okay? Get the fucking boxes. You know how much of a pain in the ass it is to move? Everybody hates moving. Get the boxes. You know, you go to the store, get the boxes, the big boxes, the small boxes, right? Pack your shit. And Melania, the first thing we're going to do, you just revamped the Rose Garden. The first thing we're going to do when we get in there, we're going to revamp your revamping. You fucked up the Rose Garden, Melania. We're getting rid of your decorations. You fuck. You're not going to have a library. You're not going to have a freeway named after you. You're not going to have a fucking airport named after you, Dick Stain Donald Trump. No one will want to go. You can't even take a shit, you pig. They put a lid on it today. You're done for the day. So they said, no more Dick Stain. No more talking to the press. You're in there with fucking hot Cheetos, right? In your hair, in your chest hair, wrapped up, crying with your two bitch-ass sons and your stupid daughter. You think Ivanka, Icky Ivanka, she gonna run for president in 4 years? She's a fucking zero. Junkyard Jared with his fucking, got the voice of a fucking Muppet. Pack your shit up, asshole. All you fucks who supported this asshole, who breached friendships, who got blocked on Twitter, who got arrested for this fucking asshole, who lost family members' relationships, I feel bad for you. Very fine people on both sides. There was just more fine people that voted for smoking Joe Biden. Get the fuck out of here. Good, good. I say recount, stop the count, count it again, okay? Then triple count it. It's over, fucko. You lost. You fucking lost. The fucking ghost of John McCain bit you right in your fat fucking ass in Arizona. Good, you fucking asshole. Your big fucking mouth came back to fuck you. Okay? The fucking... You don't want to back the governor of Michigan when there's a plot to kidnap her? Good, you fuck. Pack your fucking shit and you're going to lose Pennsylvania. Huh? The ghost of Daryl fucking Dawkins, the Broad Street bullies, you're fucking done in Philadelphia. You're done. Pack your fucking shit. You got a bunch of fucking flunkies around you. Get your fucking stupid sons, your dumb fucking daughter, your fucking mute fucking blowjob, Jared fucking Kushner fucking son-in-law. Get the fucking tape, get the boxes, and pack your fucking shit. Pack it now. Go the fuck away. 4 years of this fucking nonsense, you fucking blowjob. Get the fucking trucks. It's time, asshole. We can count. We can recount. Let's do it 3 fucking times. We'll triple check it. It's over, asshole. You fucking lost, motherfucker. You dumb fuck you. Again, I voted for Cadaver Joe Biden. Joey Bag of Bones Biden. Okay, I fucking voted. I voted early. I started this fucking dick stain shit. I can't stand this fucking pig. But I'm gonna tell you guys something of every race, shape, creed, fucking color, age. It's a fucking dogfight. It's 67 million to 67 million people so far have voted for both. If motherfuckers think that every single one of the white people that voted for Trump is a racist, and that's why they voted for Trump, is simply because they're clenched fist, grinding their teeth, racist, you're fucking dumb, okay? You're dumb. And what's the excuse for the black people, the Latino X, and the Asian people that also voted for Trump? It ain't that fucking simple. It ain't that fucking simple, and until motherfuckers stop generalizing and think that all black people should think this way, and all Jewish people should think that way, and all Asian people should think that way, and all the Latinos that voted for Trump, they think they're white. That's what people are saying. They think they're white, and they're sellouts. And all the black people that voted for Trump, they're sellouts. You're a dumb fuck if you think that. I don't care who you are. I know you. You're a family member. You're my boy, my girl, my cousin. You're a fucking dumb fuck if you think it's that simple. Period. Again, not to get your little panties in a row. I voted for fucking smoking Joe Biden. I can't stand dick stain Donald Trump. He's Mr. Nicknames. I gave him the fucking nickname dick stain Donald Trump. But if you think after all this shit, in a dogfight, 67 plus million people, the simple reason why they're voting for Dick Stain Donald Trump is because they're racist, or they support racist, or they're okay with racism. You're a dumb fuck. You're a dumb fuck. Stop generalizing people, you fucking dumb fucks, you. It's happening. We're coming to the wire, folks. November 3rd, election night. You don't need me to remind you, okay? Who do you think's gonna win? You think Trump's gonna win? I see a lot of you guys, you go, Trump 2020. Well, put your money where your mouth is, okay? Put your money where your mouth is. Make a little wager. If you think Trump is gonna win, make a wager. If you think smoking Joe Biden is going to win, make a wager, because mybookie.ag is taking all sorts of political action November 3rd. It's going down. You got Trump? Put your money where your mouth is. Smoking Joe Biden? Put your money where your mouth is at mybookie.ag. You can even put a little wager on who will win the electoral vote. Who will win the popular vote. Stand by your man. A great song. Stand by your man. They're taking all sorts of action at mybookie.ag election night. Stand by your man. Make a little money. Enjoy election night. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be chaotic. Okay? Use the promo code Rappaport. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. You feeling froggy? You feeling confident? Make a little wager. You got Trump 2020, you got smoking Joe Biden 2020, and everything in between at mybookie.ag now.
In terms of libel laws, because the media is so protected, and it's ridiculous that they're so protected, but they can write virtually anything. The difference is, with me, at least they pay some price. And I think more people should have that attitude, and I think you'd find a lot more accurate reporting, including yours.
What was inaccurate so far?
I thought your demeanor was inaccurate. I thought that questions that you were posing to people in my organization were inaccurate and false and unfair.
Well, questions by definition can't be inaccurate. The questions.
Well, I think the questions themselves were put in such a way that made them statements, and they became statements as opposed to questions, and I think that's not good reporting.
Such as?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't think your viewers would be very interested in it, nor do I want to embarrass you.
No, I don't think I would be, but let's talk about what we talked about yesterday. Those in the financial community I'm talking about, and we talked about this on the phone, who have said, and this is them saying it, not me.
This is them? What do you mean by them? This is one or two people, and what about the positive people?
Five or six, but the ones who said negative things, and
here we are.
Well, that's
back to the negative.
Back to the negative.
Back to, you know what? Do this interview with somebody else.
We talked about this yesterday on the phone. This is exactly
what you talked. Do the interview with somebody else. Really? You don't need this. Do it with somebody else. Have a good time. Because frankly, you're a very negative guy, and I think it's very unfair reporting. Good luck.
How do you feel that way?
Well, now you know how Trump really feels and how shit been going. So, now that we got that, stay tuned to my next podcast on Maybe I Should Have Listened.